This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, continue to fill the hearts of us, your faithful. Enkindle within us the fire of your love. Help us to renew the face of the earth. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Good morning.
Good morning.
We started a tradition many years ago of giving one of our graduating high school seniors the opportunity to deliver the sermon at this service. Having been here now for over 12 years, it's difficult to imagine that the person who is about to speak has been a member of this church longer than me. But each year I have gotten to know him as you have, he continues to amaze us by the incredible talents that continue to emerge in many different ways that come directly from his heart. He's very proud to be a member of this church, and as you will shortly see, he's very proud of his Scottish heritage as well. I'll let him introduce himself, our speaker today.
Hello, and good morning, St. Joseph's.
Good morning.
Okay, so, for all of those of you who do not know me, let me give you some familiar hints on who I am. You may know my mom, Lorraine, who sings in the choir every Sunday. Or maybe you know my dad, Patrick, who looks like me, except with a mustache. Or, if they don't jog your memory, maybe you will remember my sister, Jillian, who would participate in just about every youth-sponsored event or fundraiser while she was here. Well, my friends, if you have not remembered me by now, or for those of you who do not know me, my name is Patrick Andrew Livingston Baker, Jr., but you can call me Andrew. I have been coming to St. Joseph's forever. I was baptized in May of 1995, so I've been here for at least 18 years. Sorry, Father Marty. Being here at St. Joe's has allowed me to develop with an outstanding spiritual background, as well as a great set of morals. To add on to that, let's start from the beginning. The first experience I have had at this church that I can remember was going to Sunday school as a small child. Yes, at one time I was small. Wow. I learned how to play and pray the right way, which is a crucial experience in someone's life. I was able to tell what is good and bad by the time I was around 8. Going to church at a younger age allowed me to have a better set of social skills because of how often I had to introduce myself and meet new people. But shaking hands and being polite is just a small bonus compared to the spiritual journey I would soon embark on in the next few years. By the time I was 11, I had begun acolyting on a regular basis for the regular service on Sundays. Being an acolyte really helped me get more serious about my faith, and I found it was a good way to get closer to God at least once a month. You get the best seats in the house. Come on. With acolyting, I learned a lot about what it takes to get a service together, and it helped me to appreciate church and volunteer work more, and of course, the dedicated people that lend their time to help in such a great way, knowing that they are serving the Lord. With this new knowledge of volunteering, I was naturally interested to see what I could do to help. When I wasn't acolyting on Sundays, I went to the nursery to help take care of the kids. In the summer, when I was 13, I participated as a volunteer in my first vacation church camp here at St. Joseph's as a counselor for a fifth grade group. This experience introduced me to the inner leader I've had all along. I would continue to volunteer in every VCC to date. With each new VCC, new friends were made, and new experiences would push me to grow as a better person in only the way that St. Joseph's can. In order to find out more about myself as a person and spiritually, I would need to join a new kind of journey. This new venture was Kanuga. Every summer, from my sixth grade summer to now, I have gone with St. Joe's Youth Group to North Carolina, where Kanuga Conference Center holds an annual Junior Young People's for middle schoolers and a Senior Young People's Conference for high schoolers. Oh, wow. The community of Kanuga is like coming to the church here, except the congregation are all other campers who are about my age. Each camper has a unique background and story. That really allows someone to understand how people can come from all different backgrounds and different stories, but are all connected through one thing, God. Like the readings of Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 21, all of us gather together at this place of holiness and community. The Holy Spirit has moved through each of us in a different way, depending on how we have made our individual spiritual journey. When we share our lives together, we are all connected through God, and in a way, we are being saved through each other's kindness and relationship to God. Another wonderful thing about Kanuga is how accepting they are. I have been able to discover more about what I can do and who I am. They have helped me to mold or to be molded in a righteous way, and they embrace all I have to offer. If any community would be embracing and understanding, I would have to say it would be my youth group from sixth grade to my recent pilgrimage to Scotland with St. Joseph's. I have grown up with most of these amazing people since I was old enough to remember names. Together with our coordinators, we have grown to love the Lord and each other. I grew more respect for my fellow youth through our activities and events together. We have done countless fundraisers and with them learned to be more cooperative. I also learned how to set priorities in my life. Wow. Since getting into high school, there were so many different new things happening that it was hard to settle down. Coming to our weekly Wednesday night madness, or youth group, and staying after church to go to our Sunday class helped me to be held together spiritually and mentally. When we began preparing for our journey to Scotland 2 years prior to our trip, I was still quite far from being close to my inner self. Being a part of the youth band was the final connection between full spiritual and self journey. Practicing and being a part of this amazing group of very talented people made me happy, especially because I knew we were doing it to help people worship God, but also because we had a lot of fun doing it. And we sound pretty good too. By the time our pilgrimage came around, I was ready to explore more about the Episcopal faith and where our roots came from with my close friends. This pilgrimage was the most incredible experience I've had in my life so far. I hope I have many more like that as I grow older. This was because of my upbringing, which is all in thanks to my family and every single one of you outstanding people here at St. Joe's and the great programs you have for children, from diapers to diplomas. This church means the world to me. Wow. And I am truly grateful for being able to grow up in such an amazing and loving community. Each of you have impacted me in some way to grow and learn, to get along with everyone, and to trust in God, which is most important now more than ever as I prepare to embark on the next chapter in my life, university. Yeah, it surprised me too. As I move to University of North Florida in Jacksonville, I will remember how this church helped me overcome many obstacles in the past, and I will use the skills and knowledge I have acquired from those experiences at St. Joe's and anything connected to it, such as Vacation Church Camp, Kanuga, and the pilgrimage, in order to continue on the righteous path. I would just like to thank you all so much for everything you have ever done for my family and me. I appreciate everything each of you has done. Thank you also for supporting the youth programs at this church. They have made a huge difference in my life, and I would like them to continue to make a difference for many more youth to come. Thank you.